Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir on the Inyan of Mafgir Avdoi. And in the previous shir, we saw Yisod that according to Tosfos, the reason that you need Tevilah for an Eved when you're becoming Jewish is not because it's part of the Geirus process, because he becomes a Jew automatically, Baal Korchoi, just like he was an Eved Baal Korchoi. Elamai, he needs Gerus because you can't be Jewish without having Mila and Tefillah. And that's why he needs Tefillah as Gerus, because there's no Judaism without, there's no becoming a Jew without Tefillah. But even if the Yitzuyil, you could have a Maisa Gerus without Tefillah, still it wouldn't work because the Maisa Gerus would, but he wouldn't be Jewish, because to be Jewish, you need Tefillah. That, sweet friends, was the Yisod that we saw at the end of the previous shiur, and now we are going to establish that, bringing Yisod from this, from the Gemara in Yevamis, on Daf Memvov Amud Beis, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, either Mila or Tevila is enough for Tevilas Gerus. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're Matbil a Ger and Shabbos if you were Malhim even before him. Since the Gerus is Chal al Yidei HaMila Shemikoidem, it must be that the Tevila is not the Tkune Gavra, it's not fixing him, and it's Mutter on Shabbos. This is Tamua. If he was already Mal Mikoidin, if he was already Mal earlier, and Gerus is Chal, so why Bechlal is there a Tefillah? From the Lashon of the Gemore, Matbilin Ger B'Shabbos, we see that it's a Tefillah's Gerus, it's just not Li'ikuva, and therefore it's not Tikkun Gavre, it's a Tefillah's Gerus Yeshkan, if the Gerus was already Chal earlier. So it's Muchach Midivrei HaGemore, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Mila enough is alone, nevertheless the Mitzvah HaChil also to do Tefillah. And because of this, even though the Gerus is Chal HaYidei HaMila L'Chudei, Matbilin Oysoi Tefillah's Gerus Kedei L'Kayim HaMitzvah L'Chadchila. Rak shekevon she'ina li'ikuva ve'ina me'akeves es ha'chalois. So, even though the gerus is chol by mila alone, you're matbil him a tefillas gerus in order to be mekayim the mitzvah in the ideal way. Just since it's not li'ikuva, and it doesn't hold back the chalois, it is not considered tikkun gavra, and it's mutar on Shabbos. And that's what Rabbi Ber says, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Mila alone is enough, nevertheless, the Mitzvah Chachil will be Tavah. Now, if we say that Mila and Tevila are Oifanim of Asiyas Chalois Gerus, if so, since the Gerus was already Cholai, then Mila, what place is there for Tevila? Tevila doesn't make any Chalois. So it must be that besides the fact that Mila and Tevila are the oifen of asiyas chalois gerus, we also need mila and tevila for the etzem inyan hagerus, that without them he can't be Yisrael. And that's why we can say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one of them is likuva, and one of them is lemitzvah. Because as far as the chalois is concerned, the chalois gerus is just with Mila alone. So what does the Tefila add? So the Tefila adds is that L'chadchila, besides, so the Mila, besides being Chalois Gerus, it also means that you become a Jew with Mila, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mila alone. So what's the purpose of the Tefila? So the Tefila is also something without which you can't become a Yisrael, or even if you can become Yisrael without, because Mila alone is enough to become Yisrael, but it is the mitzvah, there's a special mitzvah also that tefillah. So again, as far as the chalais is concerned, the chalais gelos Mila is enough. So what's the tefillah then? But besides the Mila, accomplishing chalais gelos, you can't be a Jew without Mila. So Jew, Mila also makes you a Jew. And on that level, on that aspect, you also need tefillah. It's not the ikuva, but it's la mitzvah. That la mitzvah, tefillah is also part of the process of becoming a Jew. Ulefiza nimtza, sheladas ha-taisvis, masha tzichim tefillah, kishem mishtachrer, eino mishum asiyat gerut, sherei ein kan chalot gerut klal. According to this, it emerges that according to Tosfos, that we require tevila when he's mishtachrer is not because of the etzem asiyas hagerus, because there's no chalos gerus at all, according to Tosfos, like we saw in the previous chair. Rather, we require tevila because it's impossible to be a Jew, to be Yisrael, without tevila. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's just la mitzvah. But we hold that it's leikuvah. Part of the process, in order to be a Jew, you need to have Mila and Tevila. And therefore, it's not Shaykh the Svara of Rabbeinu Chaim that ain't Geirus Elo L'Shaita. Rabbeinu Chaim says, if when you did the Tevila, it's not Geirus, isn't Chal, so it's nothing, it's meaningless. So that's all the Shitas HaRamban, that Tevila is the Asiyas Chalais Geirus. So if you can't be poil the gerus, if you can't activate the gerus now, it's garnished. And therefore, Tosfos holds first you have the shichur, and then you have the tevila. But ladas hatesvis, that the tevila is dovel shetzrichim bo, kidei sheyeh Yisrael. So what does it matter when it happens? It can happen before the shichur, it can happen after the shichur. It doesn't matter. And therefore, Tosfos holds even before the shichur, it's fine. Because in order to be a Jew, you need tevila, and this person did the tevila. Now, Rabbeinu Chaim writes, "Ledas hataisvis." The svira levu, the koydem tvila od lo tafsi ba kedushin, veim ken arei chazina the svira levu, the koydem hatvila od lo pokam inei shum din avdus klal. According to Tosu, holds that before the tvila, there's no kedushin. There has to be tvila. There has to be. There has to be tevila. Before there's kiddushin, and if so, we see that Tosfos holds that before the tevila, there is od lo poka mine shum din avdus klal. Before the tevila, the din avdus hasn't gone away at all. Another Rabbeinu Chaim is explaining that Tosfos holds that before the tevila, even though he's mishtachrel, even though he's freed, no din avdus has gone away. And therefore he has a din of amadayim lechamor, and therefore there's no tefisas kedushin. As we explained in the previous shir, that what's meinea tefisas kedushin, according to Tosfos, is that avodim are amadayim lechamor. And after the shichul, before the tevila, since there's still a din avdus on this eved or on this shivcha, they still have a din of amadayim lechamor, and the middle is not tefisas kedushin. However, we have to understand the svara of Rabbeinu Chaim. Why was he toiled dine avdus b'tvilasoi? That if he hasn't been toivel, then he still has dine avdus l'choira. Dine avdus are dependent only on shichu, and if he was mishtachrer, then there are no more dine avdus. We also have to understand how tevila is mafkia the dinei avdus. What does tevila have to do with dinei avdus? So based on what we explained with Das HaTosfos, that included in the avdus is that when the avdus goes away, he's going to be Yisrael and he's not going to be a gavra akum, we can explain the svara of Rabbeinu Chaim, that when he's mishtachrel, lifnei tvila, when he's freed before the tvila, mitzad hashichvur haya bedin sheyipoka kol dinei avdus sheboy. And when he's mishtachver before the tvila, mitzad hashichvur, it should be that all dinei avdus should go away. Even though he can't be a Jew before the tefillah, but that can't be, since if all of the dinei avdus go away, he's going to go back to being a goy, because mitzad the etzem gavra, he's a goy. He just has an inyan of avdus, and the male of the avdus goes away, and he can't be Yisrael because he hasn't yet been tovel. He's going to go back to being a goy, and that can't be because it's included in his avdus that if the avdus goes away, he becomes a Jew and not a goy. So what is he going to become now? The Avdus went away. He can't become a Goy because automatically after Avdus you become a Jew. And he can't become a Jew because he hasn't yet been Tovel. So what is he going to become? And therefore it's Muchrach Me Etzim Inyan Avdus Shaboy, that when he's Mishtach Lifnei HaTevila, the Avdus is not going to go away because the Avdus can't go away because Avdus going to become Jewish. Jewish he can't because he hasn't yet been Tovel. And he can't because he becomes a Goy because included in the going away of his Avdus is that he becomes automatically a Jew. So it must be that he just remains an Eved. That when he's mishtacher lifnei tevila, if he becomes free, when he becomes free before the tevila, the avdus has not yet gone away, and he's going to remain with all dinei avdus, including amadoy melachamor. And this is so that he doesn't go back to being a goy. We can't have him go back to being a goy, so he pashut remains an eved. And after the tevila, where he can be a Jew, memela hadal dina, the din goes back, but the dinei avdus go away. Mitzad the shichur the meikaloi. And now this Shivcha can marry a Jew after the Tevila. So what the Tevila does is, in the meantime, they're going to remain an Eved, because like we explained, they can't become a Goy, they can't become a Jew, can't become a Goy, because automatically no Avdus means being a Jew, and they can't become a Jew because they haven't been Tevil, so in the meantime, they retain the status of an Eved, and then at the Tevila, that now enables them to become Jewish, and the Mele Mitzad the Shichul, they become automatically Jewish. Oh, so this is Gevaldik. Based on this, we can understand Shita Sarashi, Shebemafkir Avda, Kevin Jemishuchul, who Ktsas Asur Beshifcha. That if somebody's Mafkir, his Eved, but he hasn't yet gotten to get Shichul, since he's partially mishuchol, he's aser be shifcha. And Tosfos, as the Kasha and Rashi, Tosfos says, what do you mean, since he's mishuchol, he's aser be shifcha? Why should he be Yasser b'shifcha? He's still Mutter b'truma. Since he's Mutter b'truma, he should also be Mutter b'shifcha, because that means that he's still enslaved. He hasn't gotten to get shichu yet, because we can say that Rashi holds like the sheet of the Rambam, that an Eved is a Mikzas Ger, and the Chiyuv Mikzas that he has Ki'isha is Mitzad HaMikzas Gerus Shebo, and therefore Mitzad HaMikzas Gerus Shebo Haya B'din, that he should be Asur b'shifcha K'chol Yisrael Sh'asur b'shifcha. And the whole reason that he's mutter b'shivcha is mitzad avdus shaboy. That the avdus shaboy is a reason that he has it's a siba b'chiyuv, it's a positive reason for the heter shivcha. And therefore Rashi holds that since behefker, paki mine kinyan mamon shaboy, since by hefker, the kinyan mamon goes away, since by hefker, the kinyan mamon goes away, so chaser be'etzem shame eved shelo. He doesn't have his shame eved anymore. He's not an eved gamul, and therefore, he lacks in his avdus a siva b'chiv, a positive reason for the heter shivcha. And Rameli's aser b'shivcha mitzad mitzas gerus shebo. Again, he has mitzas gerus. His mutter mitzad is avdus. The avdus is a siva b'chiv. Why he can be with the shivcha? But now that he's been freed, he can't be with the shivcha anymore. So hadar dinar le'aser b'shivcha. Mitzad mitzas gerus shebo, so he's a chasolim in his avdus, and therefore he's also b'shivcha mitzad mitzas gerus shebo. So that's all shitas Rashi. However, Tosis l'shitasim hold that it's mutter b'shivcha, because according to Tosis, the whole mitzvah of an eved is mitzad his avdus, and the avdus is not a reason for the iser shivcha. Avdus is a reason for the heter shivcha, and therefore, even if through the hefker that is mafkia the kinyan mammon, now there is a lacking in his avdus, but nevertheless there is no reason to aser him to a shivcha. Why? Because there's no gelus. According to Tosis, there's no gelus yet. The mitzvahs of an eved are not mitzad gelus. The mitzvahs of an eved are mitzad is avdus. And the avdus is a siba for a heter shivcha. So even though there's a chisaron in the avdus, but there's no reason yet to answer him the shivcha, because there's no gelus yet. And the avdus shivo is not a reason for the iser shivcha. And therefore Tosis holds that he's mutter b'shivcha, because there's no reason to answer him to a shivcha, because there's no mitzvah gelus. And according to this, there is no reason, there is no kasha from the fact that if one is mafkir his eved, he's mutter b'truma. We wanted to say, Tosis wanted to say, listen, if he's mafkir his eved, he's mutter b'truma, and that means he should also be mutter b'shivcha, because he's still bound to his adon. If he's mutter b'truma, he's mutter b'shivcha. That's not a kasha, because the iser truma lazar is not because truma is only mutter to a kohen and not to a zar. Why? Because even an eved of a kohen is mutter, even though he's not a kohen. Rather, geder is that you need a siba for the heter achilas truma. O mitzad shehu kohen, o mitzad eishes kohen, o mitzad kinyan kasbo, you could go in eved kohen. The geder is that you need a reason for a heter of achilas truma. Either he himself is a kohen, she is married to a kohen, or an eved is a kinyan kasbo shel kohen. And therefore, if somebody is mafkil, avdoi, that the kinyan isul has not gone away, so it's true that the kinyan mammon has gone away, and it's chaser b'shem eved shebo, and nevertheless, since the kinyan isul lo paka minei, so there's still kinyan kasbo, and meila, there is a siba for the heter of achilas truma. And you can't compare this to the heter shivcha, because mitzad the mikzas gerus, he should be aser to a shivcha. And we require that his avdus should be a siba b'chi of laheter. And there, Rashi holds that since when one is mafkir his eved, the avdus is no longer an avdus gemura, there's also no siba b'chiyuv laheter shivcha. Because the siba b'chiyuv for heter shivcha is complete avdus, and this guy has a chisaron in his avdus. Once he's mafkir, there's no longer a siba for a heter shivcha, because this avdus is not a complete avdus, it's no longer a heter shivcha. So hadar dina that he's aser b'shivcha, but as far as eating truma goes, for eating truma, all you need is kinyan kasboi. And for kinyan kasboi, kinyan iser is enough. Since the kinyan iser has not gone away, that's enough for kinyan kasboi to be a siva, the heter achilas truma. So in order to eat truma, you need one of three things. A kohen, eishes kohen, or kinyan kasbo. And here he's still kinyan kasbo. But heter shivcha is more thorny, because there should be no heter shivcha, because he already has mixed his geirus. So that's a reason that he should be aser b'shivcha. We just have a special heter because he's an eved. But now that his avdus is weakened, we go back, hadar din, now that he's aser b'shivcha. So that explains Shitas Rashi, why he's Aser B'Shivcha, and explains Shitas Tosfos. And that, by the way, is Kavanas Rabbeinu Chaim, when he says there v'sayv dvorav das Rashi the gam b'mafkir avda the pakam minay rishus rabbi asul gam kin b'shivcha v'asem alachol hashitas lepakam minay oydin avdusay mekom mekom svila l'Rashi dasa b'shivcha. Why is he asul b'shivcha? Says Rabbeinu Chaim u'bal kol cheinu b'lehetir shivcha binin avdus mamish. Beautiful. For heter shivcha you need avdus mamish, and if there's a chisaron in the shem avdus shaloi, the avdus is no longer a siba b'chiv l'heter shivcha. So the dvarim hayu neflaim b'yoyser, the siyat of the Shmaya, and Mirtz Hashem, we are going to continue in our incredible series of shiurim in the Torah, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, the Abba Zatzal, and we will hopefully continue seeing wonderful, wonderful neflaos, and it's a schus to learn with you. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friend.